poll, only 36% of Democrats want Biden on 2024 ticket after 10 months in office. By Wendell Hussebo on November 1, 2021. Only 36% of Democrats want President Biden on the 2024 ticket after holding office for 10 months. A NPR/PBS NewsHour/Marist national poll revealed Monday. While only one-third of Democrats wants Biden to run again, 44% would prefer a different candidate run in 2024. 20% said they are unsure. In contrast, when Republicans were asked if the GOP had a better chance of winning the presidency in 2024 if Donald Trump were the party's nominee, 50% said Trump was the best candidate to recapture the White House. Only 35% said they prefer another Republican to Trump, while 14% were unsure. The poll also revealed just 44% of Americans approved of Biden's performance as president. 49% disapproved. In October, 45% approved and 46% disapproved. Meanwhile, NBC revealed Sunday that 71% of Americans believe the nation is on the wrong track. Only 22% of Americans believe America is headed in a positive direction. The polling comes as Biden's presidency is likely dragging down Democrat gubernatorial candidate Terry McAuliffe in Virginia, where state polling indicates the Republican candidate Glenn Youngkin narrowly leads the Democrat. Virginians will determine the race's outcome Tuesday. Among Virginia's likely voters, only 46% approve of Biden, while 53% disapprove. Biden's sinking popularity has emerged as a key factor dragging down hopes of another party victory and making the state look, once again, more like a battleground than a Democratic stronghold, the liberal Washington Post reported. Biden's disapproval numbers in the state could also impact 100 down-ballot races in the House of Delegates. Media reports indicate low enthusiasm for Democrats, while Republicans are far more motivated. Polls show Youngkin winning virtually every Trump voter who says he or she is planning to participate next week. But his ability to bring the former president's base along while keeping Trump at arm's length is even more impressive than that, Politico wrote Saturday. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter @WendellHussebo.